How's it going, everyone? It's Beast Mitty. You might be wondering, a week has passed already? Actually, more than a week. So, right when, I think it was June 20th when I posted last podcast, and pretty much the night of, my brother and I were talking about doing a little bit of a remodel situation, which ended up being a big remodel situation at East of Chicago Pizza in Wellington, Ohio. And it ended up being a gnarly project, a lot bigger than I expected. I did record some podcasts, but and shot photos and kind of tried to do a little bit of what I do throughout the process. It took us a full week. We got some of the supplies over the weekend and officially started it Monday morning. And it was nonstop all day, every day, for the whole week. We got it completed, and I'm beyond happy to be done with it. It looks great. You should check it out on our Facebook page. It's at East of Chicago. If you just type in facebook.com/EOCWL, you'll find us. Give us a like if you haven't already. And, yeah, you'll see the photo of the remodel. It used to be just, like, the walls were like a terrible red. We actually repainted it many years ago, and I would just, you know, we have like 18 cents now, but we had like 2 cents then, so we bought like the cheapest paint, and it was just like rough paint. It was terrible, and it like smeared. It didn't actually even like stick to the wall. It was awful. I think the old paint kind of factored into that because we didn't get primer. Yeah, it was bad news. But that was there for a long time. But now it's just super rad. Look, the whole look is just clean, modern. It's rad. So you have to check that out. So yeah, I have support podcasts recorded, but I kind of wanted to make this kind of like a recap situation. Just so you know, there's a gap. I really, really, really want to have the podcast on a regular basis of just like random, just stuff that either I'm going through, projects I'm thinking of, what I'm up to. I just love the idea of podcasting, and I'm just excited to do it. So I feel like I'm back after like that hiatus, but I'm back after that short hiatus. And but on another whole topic is, if you're watching Twin Peaks, episode 8 was insane. There's really no spoilers to give. It's probably the most amazing episode that's ever been aired on television. It's creativity at its peak. It's like when you watch it, you just think of how much freedom that Dave Lynch has with Showtime, and it really it gives you so much, like, I don't know, if you're like a creative and you're on that like process like 24/7 of your brain just kind of like thinking of the next idea or just going through that creative process, just watching it is just like, I don't know. It's hard to explain, I guess. It's almost like, in a strange way, like a privilege to watch. I went and seen David Lynch's art show in Philadelphia. I don't know what year it was, maybe 2014, maybe 2013. And I showed up there. I drove from where I live to New York to visit a friend, and then from New York to Philly, and I was there by myself. I showed up to the art show like right when they opened. I think it was 10 a.m. It was raining. It was just a nasty day outside, just gray, raining. I didn't really know where I was like parking at, so I could just park in this random garage because I didn't it was just like one of those things. I just wanted to get in there because I was on the road, and after the show, I was driving all the way back home. So it's like one of those things I didn't really want to like waste time with dealing with, like trying to find an ideal parking situation. So went to the show, got there right when they opened, and it was great because of the weather being so bad and it being right when they opened. I was the only one there besides security. And it was such a crazy experience to be surrounded by all that with no sound. And I think what surprised me the most was the enormous size of the work. Like not just like the body of work, but like a piece of work was massive. I snuck a photo. You can't take pictures there, but I was the only one there, and there wasn't security in the one room for the moment. He actually, I think, kind of knew what I was up to. There's like separate rooms where it was at, and I think he knew I was hip to doing something, and I think he kind of was just like, in a strange way, let me do it, and then came in there just to make sure I wasn't going to like mess around or anything. But that's on my Instagram, at bsmitty.com. You might have to dig for it. Obviously, it's a few years back. I need to resurrect it and post it on my website, kind of in reference to this podcast. I'll do that, actually. I need to actually figure out, too, embedding podcast episodes on my website. I'm not too sure if that's even possible. I hope it is. I don't know if Apple allows that or not, but I'm going to try to make that happen. Another thing, too, I'm looking into an app called Anchor, just updated. So I'm going to look into that as well, just for people who don't have, if they're not in the Apple ecosystem. I enjoy just being on Apple, but you know, there's a lot of people that still don't, you know, have an iPhone or iPad or something that can play these podcasts. So I want to have an option for those people that don't have, that aren't in this Apple ecosystem. But anyways, when I was at the art show, the David Lynch art show, it's called the Unified Field. It kind of, in a strange way, I feel like my art life has kind of had pivotal moments. And this was definitely one of those moments. And I don't know if it would have happened if I was with like a group of people or there's like a bunch of commotion going on. Because I ended up being there, I think, for 2.5 hours. And I think typically, when like you're walking around with people or friends or whatever, like you kind of just move along. You look at a piece, you walk, You kind of just, I think it's just kind of like the vibe, especially, because if there's other people, you feel kind of rushed. And so I was really able to kind of like just hang out and just like kind of just really pay attention, like look at the detail. And another crazy thing with his work is there, like those giant pieces of art are like all like just made of stuff, like I don't even know, like tar and just like cotton. I don't know, it's just like cotton stuff. It's crazy. So it's all just like, three dimensional. And so like I have the book that went with the show. And it's just like, I'm glad I got to see it because I can kind of like envision it when I look at these things now. But like, it's definitely, because like when you see a photo, it's nice to see the print at a gallery. But you kind of have, you already have a sense of like, I've seen this photo. And it's nice to kind of like see maybe like a photographer's whole like body work together. So kind of like, you're in that photographer's little world. But I think the David Lynch show is just a whole nother world. It's not looking at a picture. You're kind of getting sucked into the piece that you're looking at. And I think that's what was so special about it. And then I think there's a lot with that show that kind of really put a lot of in, like, I don't know, just really inspired me. I really think about that, like, just the how I felt when I was there. I think about that all the time when I'm creating, and, you know, just seeing, like, the six men getting sick, and, you know, just seeing all that kind of stuff was just, I don't know, I'm very happy I was able to see that, because I feel like it's one of those things that it's a rare opportunity, at least at this point in life. It's a rare opportunity to see that all that stuff in one place, because it was a special kind of showing. So a lot of that work was actually owned by private collectors and whatnot. So it was nice to see all that. And so back to Twin Peaks. Yeah, the episode 8 was insane. It sucks that we still have to wait a while for episode 9. But if you haven't signed up for Showtime, just check it out. It helps support so many creative people doing what they're doing with Twin Peaks. Obviously, if you have no interest, you have no interest. You don't have to do it. But if you've been thinking about it, the greatest thing to just do is to sign up for the show. And when the show's over, you know, you can always not pay the monthly subscribing fee, because that's what Showtime wants. They want subscribers. It's not necessarily how many views a program is getting. They just want to know what kind of awareness will bring them potential subscribers, because they're on a whole nother level of. They're not the old school rating system. They're on a, you know, subscriber base. That's how they, you know, that's how Showtime makes their money. So yeah, if you're interested, that definitely supports David Lynch and the cast and crew. And hopefully, you know, maybe something else can come up after this season. That'd be great. So anyways, remodel week, I really got nothing done, really, besides, like, trying to get a little bit here and there, record a few podcasts, and I did end up getting a film. The Midro reel ended up being kind of a huge kind of process in my brain, nowhere else, really. I had the idea. I made a YouTube video talking about how I was in the shower, thought of an idea, and I wanted to make it for the My Road Reel film festival. Well, it's not a festival, film competition. I've kind of always wanted to make something for it, but just never did, because I don't, you know how that goes. Being a creative can kind of, it's easy to get yourself have, like, too much on your plate. And just kind of having that idea of making something for, like, a film competition, even though it's, like, not even about, like, it's not even about winning, because I hate saying, like, competition, because that's, like, it's more so just being a part of something. Because it is kind of interesting. Thinking about it is, you know, it's easy posting on YouTube, posting on a blog, posting on Instagram, wherever, because it's kind of, you know, it's the daily thing, and, you know, majority of people do it. But I think doing something like this is a little bit more of, like, it's putting yourself out there in a different way, because you're letting yourself be, like, judged, which I have zero interest in what people think about my work, because that's what I'm doing, is I'm just doing my work. You never know, you know, it's just something that could, a weird opportunity can come about, or, you know, someone's, you know, opinion could actually be a good thing. Because I really don't care if someone doesn't like it, but, because negativity doesn't really get you anywhere, but positivity does. So it's like, you know, you never know, some person could see it, and they have interest, and something may come about. So it's kind of like, you know, you never really know, I guess, and unless you do stuff. And so basically, yeah, I had the idea. I made the YouTube video about me talking in the shower or thinking in the shower. I thought of an idea. So that idea kind of what it kind of had to be put in a different part of my brain to save for later. I really, really like the idea, but I need a decent amount of people involved, and that's a hard thing to do, especially in a short time. I think when I posted that, when I had that idea, I was like, all right, I'm doing a film for my road reel. Like, you know, the event was going on for, I don't even know when they announced it, but I feel like a year or like 10 months, and there was 2 weeks left. So that's that's classic, you know, last minute situation too. So that didn't help that. But I had a weird dream this one day, and I was watching Unsolved Mysteries another day, and I kind of had like something. I was like, I want to do something that's just like a mystery, like something that's like, you know, when you're the old school Unsolved Mysteries with Robert Stack, it's just so classic, where I kind of wanted to have that strange vibe of like what is going on. And so I actually, you know, formed kind of a second idea, which also required other people to be actors and actresses and whatnot. So time was ticking even further. I had about a week, maybe slightly more, because I knew I couldn't do the project that I wanted originally. It's just kind of too much to even try to manage. I made a few calls, sent a few messages, and that went nowhere real fast, so obviously I moved on. Then I kind of had a somewhat maybe green light situation, but at the same time, it just was not enough. Like, I needed... I don't really want to say what I really needed, because I would like to go back to this project, but I just didn't have the right person for like one of the main parts. And the main part was so short, it's probably one scene, but it's a very important scene for sure. It's probably like two scenes, but you know what I mean. It's kind of, it was just, I didn't have it, so I couldn't do it. But what I did is I kind of had that idea, and I really just shrunk it down and just switched a few elements to make it different, but the vibe is the same. The vibe is technically the same on all three of my ideas, but it's just forming what could be possible. And I obviously just like slimmed it down to, it was really just myself making the project and just getting it done. And what was crazy about doing it, so if you haven't seen it yet, so let's start here now. I kind of got that little story out of the way, is I ended up making the film. It's called Changer. This actually made it during the whole remodeling situation at the pizza shop. And it was kind of like, I had the toned down idea, but I didn't really know if I was even going to be able to do that because of the whole remodeling, and was I going to have enough time to set it up, film it, edit it, get the sound situation going, what I was doing in time. So I knew I had a window in one of those days. My brother was looking at a house, so, or something. Something was going on. I think that's what he was doing. Either way, one of the days we left early. So I knew I had about like 4 hours. So I had 4 hours to figure out what I was doing, film it, edit it, and get it up. And so that's what I did. So without any like spoilers, there's not really much to spoil in this one, because it's more of like a visual film. But yeah, I got home and I just knew I had to get to work. And one of the main problems is the main part of the film I had to find, which I knew I owned from like the 80s. It was, I don't know whose it was originally. It's just always been around. And I knew I was in possession of it, but it was like in a box somewhere. And somehow I can't, like, on like a day-to-day basis, it takes me like 20 minutes to find my keys. Somehow I found this thing in a box in like 2 minutes. So that was surprising. So got that together, and I kind of just had a vague idea of how I wanted to film it. Set it up, and actually filmed the whole thing in one take. The rules for the My Road Reel competition had to be no longer than 3 minutes. And I kind of didn't really even prepare like how much time I was doing. I just knew I was going to be doing some type of editing with the footage, with like, I didn't know how I was going to do it. At first I was thinking of like doing like, a lot of like different types of black transition. And I decided to make that like the whole part of changer, like the changing part, like was condensed down to two. I had a lot kind of different when I was originally filming. During the filming, I kind of had a different idea, but then I actually stopped mid-act. Like, while I was acting, I changed my mind, which is kind of interesting. But I ended up filming it all in one take. I acted or whatever for about 3.5 minutes. And then I don't know how much of the footage actually used, because there's slow motion and stuff involved, but I'd say maybe 45 seconds. I filmed audio as I was, acting, because that was the whole point of this competition, is to, you know, represent Rode microphones. So I was using the Rode VideoMic Pro on my camera, and I had it set to +20 because my audio source, the camera's up in the hallway, and I was at the back end of the room, so the source was pretty far away, and I was actually really happy with how the audio turned out, with even just setting, I don't know if it's like grabbing the clicker or something, like just the blinds, the sound was really good from that far distance. I never really like filmed anything that specific of like, I wonder what the blinds are going to sound like from that way. Because I was going to like film the blinds up close with the VideoMic Pro and kind of like showcase the behind the scenes that you can record, and, you know, you can dub in sound with that, which obviously you can. But, you know, once I put it on the computer, I was like, oh, this sounds great. So it's nice to kind of have that as well. I made sure there wasn't much background noise going on at all. It was so hot. Filming it was hot outside, so it was hot in the house. I turned off all EC units, so I didn't have any noise, and it was hot, even though I kind of had it done kind of quickly. I'd say, you know, I filmed it, you know, in one take, but probably from like setting up to that to editing was probably about 45 minutes, and then I probably took about an hour and a half on editing, and then the rest was just uploading. And I had a film behind the scenes, which that's also up as well. Both these films, you can watch them at youtube.com/beastmitty. And if you like the film, there's a link under the actual changer film to the My Road Reel competition, and you can vote for it. That'd be great. I appreciate it. If not, just checking it out. That's really, that's all, you know, I'm really caring about. You know, it's also on my website right now, on my blog at just beastmitty.com. That's one place that I'm just like so bummed I haven't been able to like really like update properly. I think it's like super important, and that's the whole thing I've recorded is about websites. I know I talked about it in the other podcast, so I'm excited for you guys to hear that. But I'm gonna cut myself off. This podcast has actually probably been cut and like many times, because I've already been talking for a super long time. I just haven't recorded anything in a few days. I just kind of like getting hyped up, and it's actually what time is it? It's 5:18 in the morning. So if I kind of sound like it's that, because that means I've actually been talking since 4 something in the morning, and it's cut down to whatever time this is. You know, thanks for listening. Subscribe to my YouTube channel. Hit that up, youtube.com/beastmitty. Follow me on Instagram. You know, do all those things. The Twitters, the Facebooks. My Facebook is facebook.com/beastmittyphotography. Yeah, find me on there. Where else am I at? I'm on Anchor. It's just Beast Mitty Podcast. I don't really know how you find people on there yet. I haven't really... I might have to do a whole update on that, because I need to... When I downloaded Anchor, I ended up tweeting to them, and or I think I sent them a personal message, because I found a profile. I was like, oh, I'd like to listen to some of their stuff, and I couldn't figure out how to go to a profile to find their old recordings, so I sent Anchor a message, and they said you can't listen to any of the old messages. It's just the most recent, and I was like, oh, that sucks. So I was kind of hoping it'd be like a podcast thing, but they actually did an update since then, because that was also that same week, which was before the remodel week. You know, everything kind of went, you know, I was kind of busy then didn't do much since because of that. But anyways, they did an update, and I haven't really checked it out. So yeah, that's something I'll be talking about soon, if I can kind of get my episodes on there. I don't know if I have to do them live on there and then put them up. If that's the case, they're not going on there. I know the old podcast was also on SoundCloud, so that's probably the route I'll go if Anchor doesn't work. I might even just go SoundCloud, because honestly, I was just not thinking of that. And yeah. Okay. I'm done now. No more talking. BeastMitty.com. Lurk it every day.